Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, February 17th, 2026, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we're on page 20, that first paragraph. You may have already asked yourself through one paragraph ending, "What do I have to do?" And we're commenting on that one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Julie P., 12 Traditions, Kathy P. Readers of the text, Alex K., Sherry M., and Chanel T. The reference number for Monday, February 16th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,214. That's 23214. And for this morning, Tuesday, February 17th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 23,216. That's 23216. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Larry G., and Robin P. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I'll now ask Julie P. to please read the 12 steps of OA for us.
Good morning. My name is Julie P. I am a food addict, compulsive overeater from Minnesota. Here are the 12 steps of OA. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I will pass.
Thank you so much, Julie P., and I'll now ask Kathy P. to please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Kathy P. from Oregon. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to give service. Pass.
Thank you so much, Kathy P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 20, the first paragraph, starting with, you may have already asked yourself, through one paragraph ending, what do I have to do? And we're commenting on this one paragraph. And I'll now ask Alex K. to please read and then share with us. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Dawn. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, given a reprieve for today. You may already have asked yourself why it is that all of us became so very ill from drinking. Doubtless you are curious to discover how and why, in the face of expert opinion to the contrary, we have recovered from a hopeless condition of mind and body. If you are an alcoholic who wants to get over it, you may already be asking, what do I have to do? I'll say, in the face of my opinion, I felt so hopeless and helpless. I judged myself as a lost cause. I couldn't imagine my life ever changing or getting better. I was a chronic relapser in program for quite a while, and sometimes I thought this program doesn't work or it won't work for me, but I wasn't doing all the footwork. I can't recover that way. I can't recover alone or with my ideas. I need lots of help. I need to cooperate and collaborate and be all in. And my willingness grew slowly over time, and I became willing to go to any lengths to recover, and that's my higher power giving me the willingness and ability to do what I need to do. I realized I needed to put my recovery first and fit everything else in my life around that instead of the other way around. One day at a time, sometimes one meal at a time, 1 hour at a time, asking for and accepting the help that's offered here, going to meetings as many as possible at first, and before Zoom that sometimes meant a lot of driving in a day, but I was willing to do it, reaching out even when I feel shy and don't know what to say, building a support network with my fellows, having a sponsor and being a sponsor, developing and nurturing a relationship with my higher power, doing service to support the meetings that support me, protecting my abstinence, for example, bringing some of my own food to a restaurant or an event so I'm sure I have the abstinent food I need, immersing myself in recovery, studying and doing the steps over and over till it's a way of life, and it's what I do automatically now without having to think about it much. When I make my program and my connection to my higher power my priority, amazing changes happen. I've experienced so many miracles, and I'm so full of hope today. The obsession and compulsion have been removed, I'm not struggling and suffering from this disease today. I have peace with food. I didn't think that was possible, but now I know it is because I'm living it, and then that's just the beginning. My mind and body are healing. My body is healthy, not ravaged by binging and starving. My mind is healthier than ever and continues to heal because I found the solution to my thinking and living problem. I'm undergoing a psychic change. Literally can feel my brain changing sometimes, it seems. The way I view myself and others in life is so different and gives me a much more peaceful, balanced life, and I trust that will continue. And I'm so grateful for this miraculous gift. If you're hopeless as I was, don't give up. Keep coming back. It works. Thanks, everyone.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Alex K., for sharing with us. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Sally A.
Was that Sally K?
No, Sally A.
Sally A. Okay, and who is that other? Chanel T. And what other voice did I hear?
Bruce E.
And was there someone before Bruce E? Okay, I have Sally A, Chanel T, Bruce E, and who else would like to share?
Mary Frances.
Mary Frances. And what's your initial, Mary Frances? Was that Julie P?
Julie P.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, that's a lovely lineup. We'll go with Sally A, Chanel T, Bruce E, Mary Frances, and Julie P. Sally A, please go ahead and share with us.
Oh, thank you so much for your service to all of us, Dawn. It's Sally A from New York. So this is such a great paragraph. It really does sum up the entire chapter, There Is a Solution. You may already have asked yourself why it is that all of us became so very ill from drinking, in our case, from binging and overeating. And if I could get a dime and a piggy bank for how many times since I was a child that I asked myself, especially in high school, what is wrong with me? That was my question. What is wrong with me? There were times when I ate when I didn't even want to eat. It was just there, and I just wanted the effect. Doubtless you are curious to discover how and why, in the face of expert opinion to the contrary, we have recovered from a hopeless condition of mind and body. And honestly, I've been to many nutritionists, many doctors, and it didn't work what they suggested. Many of the nutritionists I went to, they presented wonderful programs that I couldn't stick with. I remember particularly Jenny Craig when they would tell me I could have one dessert at the end of every day. And I remember when I got home and I ate all the dessert as soon as I got home. And then I proceeded through the week wanting the dessert, but I already ate all the desserts, 7 of them. And that was my illness. That was me desperately looking for the effect of getting drunk on the sugar. And we have recovered from a hopeless condition of mind and body. That is really speaks to my heart, that my mind is sicker even than my body, that my mind will lead me back into a minefield of sugar and other things that are in the past have become hard for me. And, you know, at this moment in history, I've been recovered for 10 months. And yes, one day at a time, I am continuing to recover. It's a progressive illness. It's a progressive recovery. I'm fully convinced of that after so many years in this program. If you are a food addict like me, if you are a compulsive overeater like me who wants to get over it, you may already be asking, what do I have to do? I'll do anything. And that was the first day I came to OA. I had already determined, I don't care what they ask me to do, even if it's to lick the white line down the center of the street, I will do it. And that's where we go to, but that's still not enough because willpower will not make us well. It is here in this program that we will get well. It is here where we develop a relationship with our higher power and we walk away from this sick relationship with food that we have had for so many years. That is how we will get well. Look up the word relationship in the AA Big Book and you will see that is the solution, developing a relationship with our higher power. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Sally A. Chanel T., it's your turn to share, followed by Bruce E.
Well, hi. Thank you so much, Dawn. Thank you for your service. Thank you, everyone doing service. Welcome to anyone who's new or returning. Welcome home. My name is Chanel T. I'm in Washington State, grateful and recovered today by the grace of God. And what this talks about for me is just a reminder of, yeah, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? But first, I want to back up. I love Merriam-Webster's definition of recover because I'm not cured. I'm always a compulsive eater. But what does it mean to recover? And a couple of the, I have sponsees do this too. You know, what are the definitions that stand out to you? One of the first ones is to get back, to regain. To bring back to a normal position or condition, to make up for, to find or identify again. Well, here's one that I really like. To save from loss and restore to usefulness, to reclaim. And that's where I am today. I've been reclaimed. I can't do it myself or I would not need a 12-step program. I would just identify what my trigger foods and the behaviors and ingredients are, and go about my life. I would just not eat those. I would follow a food plan that didn't have those things, and I'd be fine. Or maybe I'd just come along and I'd just sit in some meetings and do that. There are programs that are not OA where I could do that. In OA, which is called Overeaters Anonymous, but it's for everyone who has the disease of compulsive eating, however it manifests. And I have multiple of that, like many of us, I'm not able to do it myself. So I come to these rooms, yes, with you who understand this is a disease over which I have no power. I didn't cause it. I can't control it. There's no cure for it. However, there is a program of action I get to take where mysteriously, magically, miraculously, I get recovery. I don't want to just get abstinence. That's essentially dieting with group support for me. I don't want just that. I do need to be abstinent in order to work the program, work all the steps every day. Sounds like a lot. Shoot, I did a lot more. It was a lot harder for me to stay in the disease than it is to just stay here, do what I have to do each day, and my higher power I choose to call God does all the heavy lifting because I don't transform myself. I'm transformed. It's just, to me, it's a miracle every day. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Chanel T. from Washington. Bruce E., it's your turn to share, followed by Mary Frances.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks, moderator. Appreciate it. And appreciate we have a place to go here. This is neat. Let's see. I'm Bruce E. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater in Southwest Florida. Grateful today. Well, let's see. Ask ourselves how we became so very ill from drinking or compulsive eating. I mean, you know, you talk to a person on the street, right, an average person, they're not going to get sick from eating unless they recognize how much I was eating and how much of certain types of food I was eating that I was causing my body to be overwhelmed with these particular substances. And like it says here, it's a hopeless condition of mind and body. Well, it's not so much the body now, as long as I don't go back to it, because then I trigger the allergy and the obsession, compulsion, and the craving. So, but it's still the mind, right? So how did I become so ill from eating? Because I absolutely am an addict. I'm an addict. So I'm sick. I'm not a sick person trying to get better. I'm not that. I'm not a sick person trying to get better. I'm not a bad person trying to get better. That's what I meant to say. I'm not a bad person trying to get better. I'm a sick person trying to get well. And I am definitely in that class of being sick. So, but back in the years that I spent in regular OA, I would, have slips and slipping and sliding and falling and on my face all the time. And I was continually doing that. But then when I get back on my feet again, I'd say, yeah, okay, Bruce, you're all right. You're a pretty good guy. My mind had convinced me that I was doing okay, you know. And then, bang, I'd be back into the food again. So, you know, and it's the body when I'm compulsively overeating, eating the wrong stuff, then it's the body and the mind. But my body gets a little better, quite a bit better, but my mind is still sick. I still got to work on my mind. That's where it comes in about what do I have to do? What do I have to do? Well, I got to get the mind, the body and the mind, you know, healthier by putting down the substances, first of all, and then going through the steps. So I get into this program 7 years ago, I think, into this particular meeting 7 years ago.
Time.
And a guy tells me, somebody tells me to get a sponsor, and that's what I did, and that's what worked. Thanks a lot. I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce E. from Florida. Mary Frances, it's your turn to share, followed by Julie P., and please give us the initial of your last name and where you're calling from. Star 1, Mary Frances. Okay,
I thought I did. Hi, this is Mary Frances W. from Pennsylvania, and I'm very grateful to be here with all of you this morning. And this entire paragraph touched me, and I came back to Vision in November. I had only been here once before for less than a year, and my first time around, I didn't do what I had to do. I kind of just sat back and listened, and not that there was anything wrong with that, but I wasn't getting anywhere. And by God's grace, from day one coming back this time, I had the willingness to introduce myself, willingness to pick up the phone and call people and actually create this little posse of people that I have now that I can call when I need to talk to somebody about something or even just to call. I do have this hopeless condition of mind and body, and I am abstinent now for a little over three months, which is a complete miracle. This abstinence is clean. And God has given me the willingness to put down those foods that do trigger the compulsion in me. I do find that abstinent from the food does not mean abstinent from other things that may call to me in my sick mind that keep me disconnected from my higher power. And one day at a time, God's giving me the willingness to set those things down as well. I just feel so blessed to be among this group of people who you know, when I first heard recovered, I'm like, what's that? What's that mean? What's that all about? And until I took the time to work with somebody and listen to podcasts and go to meetings and hear that, yes, we can recover. We're not cured, but we can recover. And to know that that chatter in my head can be gone, alleviated, not all the time, I'm human, but it can be, is, again, a miracle. And, you know, improvement in relationships. I mean, it's the whole gambit. And I thank all of you for being here on the line. And Dawn, I thank you for your service, and I thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Wow, thank you so much, Mary Frances W. from Pennsylvania. Just a quick reminder, we're talking about page 20 today, that first paragraph. You may have already asked yourself, through one paragraph ending, what do I have to do? And we're commenting on that one paragraph today. And after Julie P. shares, I'll be taking a list of more names. So Julie P., please share with us.
Good morning. Thank you, Don. My name is Julie P. I am definitely a compulsive overeater and food addict from the state of Minnesota. You know, I read the paragraph, and I really want to thank everybody for their shares. It's been an awesome meeting, and I know my higher power needed to hear the shares this morning. I look at it and I say, hey, am I very ill from eating? Check. Let's see, do I have a hopeless condition, mind and body? Check. That's me. Do I want to get over it? Check. Yes. What do I have to do? My disease is strangling me. I have learned that what I have to do is, when life gets lifey, no matter what, I have had a year of lifey, I have to make this program, these 12 steps, my relationship with my higher power, putting food down, I have to make that a priority above everything else. That is the one thing I have learned in the last, I'm going into year 5, that as soon as I do not make this a priority, my disease will strangle me. And the more time goes on, the firmer grip that it has. And I am so grateful for all of you, for the path, for just being willing, no matter what, to keep coming back. Because there is no other solution other than my fellows, my higher power, and this program and these meetings, and getting the help I need, because I can't do this alone. So thank you all for being there for me. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Julie P. from Minnesota. Yes, we all are, could keep coming back. Beautiful. All right. Well, who would like to share on this paragraph? Although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Nancy L.
Nancy L. Press star 1 if you'd like to share. Who else would like to share? Okay, while people are thinking it over, why don't you go ahead, Nancy L.
Kathy P. from Oregon.
Kathy P. from Oregon.
Manju O. from Georgia.
Could you spell your first name?
Sure. It's Manju.
Very good. Manju O. from Oregon. Anyone else? Okay, Nancy L. Please go ahead and share with us, followed by Kathy P. and Manju O. Nancy L., go ahead and share.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. This is Nancy L., recovered in Arizona, 100-pounder, and very, very grateful. You know, when I was 2 years old, it was kind of cute when I'd say, I do it myself, I do it myself. But because I was a food addict, I think a lot of it was that in my teens and my 20s and my 30s, it was still, I do it myself, I do it myself. And when it came to trying to get the weight off, you know, I always had the latest, greatest schemes or the latest, greatest, it's working for her, why not me? It's working for them, why not me? And spending all kinds of time and money on programs that never, ever helped me. And when I came into the rooms of OA at the age of 55, desperate and suicidal and way, way overweight, I still had that mentality that, okay, show me the diet, right? And I know I'm supposed to go to meetings and give me a list of the tools and I'll do it myself. I don't need any help. I'm good to go. And, you know, talk about ego. I just eased myself right out of those rooms with the ego like that. But so, thank you, God, not anymore. I need my fellows. I need this program. And for a long time, I would not sponsor because I was afraid and I didn't think I could do it good enough. And now it's the highlight of my life is to take someone through the 12 steps in a timely manner. So thank God for change. I'm willing to change. I've got more changing to do, and I'm willing to do it. Thanks for letting me share.
Oh, thank you so much, Nancy L. from Arizona. Kathy P., it's your turn, followed by Manju O.
Hi, Kathy P. from Oregon. Thanks for taking the meeting, Dawn. what this paragraph kind of means to me is, you know, when I came into OA, back in the day, we didn't have any literature and it was all big book, but I wasn't really studying the big book. There really wasn't any big book meetings. And I would latch on to somebody who looked like they were recovering and tried to figure out what they were doing and kind of do what they were doing, but I was never successful. And then when I found the big book meetings and found Vision and realized that the big book is a set of instructions on how to do it, then it was easier for me. Then I just had to find the willingness to do what I needed to do. And, you know, that willingness has come over time, and it's kind of like the onion peel that I become more and more willing to do different things. And, you know, is it easy? No, but it is a simple program. And thank goodness for the big book and for people who have found the big book, and we have all these meetings to go to really see that actually people are recovering from this disease. And I'm so grateful of that. And I'm recovering one day at a time. And that'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kathy P. from Oregon. And Manju O., it's your turn to share, and then I'll be taking some more names. Again, just quickly, we are... very good. Just a moment, and I'll announce where we're at so people can get ready to share. We're talking about page 20, that first paragraph. You may have already asked yourself, through one paragraph ending, what do I have to do? We're commenting on that paragraph, and after Manju O., I will take your name down if you'd like to share. So, Manju, please share with us.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Manju from Georgia, grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater and undereater. Really glad for the reading and all of the shares. And I listen in on this meeting every now and then, but I rarely speak, and I've decided to just be more present here. I love this meeting, and I really appreciate the question that paragraph ended with about what do I need to do. For me, it just harkens back to step one, like that willingness to ask that question. You know, like I've been in OA for the better part of 30 years, and the times when my recovery has been solid are the times when I was willing, when I would ask, what do I need to do? And not only ask that question, but then do it. And the only way to do it, meaning to work the steps and follow a plan of eating that is sober for me, is by working with other people And I've heard other people say it here today, and for me it's very true as well, that I can't recover alone. That's a big part of my journey in OA, is the reminder over and over again that my recovery can't happen alone. And I can isolate even inside the rooms. And so just learning to over and over again accept that this is a WE program is crucial for me. And I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Manju Oh, for sharing with us. So value that you shared. All right. Well, I'm going to take a list of names now, people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences as well. So who would like to share with us? I'll take four people's names. Was that, okay, I heard Liesl. Did I also hear a Courtney?
Yes.
Courtney, and what's your initial?
Courtney J. in North Carolina.
Okay. And Liesl?
Lydia
and
R.
What, Brittany R.?
Liddy.
Oh, Libby?
L-I-D-D-I-E.
L-I-D-D-I-E, Liddy R. Perfect.
Iowa.
Sharon B. from Michigan.
Sharon B., and we'll stop there. Perfect. Okay. Courtney J., please share with us, followed by Liesl. Star one, Courtney. You might have to press star one again, Courtney.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We sure can. Go ahead.
Okay. Courtney in North Carolina, on the meeting list as in Virginia. Let's see. I mostly wanted to claim my seat. I forgot recently that star one is not an option in my world, so I need to keep sharing and being a part of rather than apart from. I've been in the rooms for like 30 years. What's coming to my mind today is what not to do. Today I actually, in my prayer time, I say, God, what is the next right and loving thing to do today? And I know that it's to stay open-minded and honest and willing to do this work, because after 30 years of being in the rooms, I knew what to do, but I wasn't doing it, and wondered why I was so not of any purpose, not having any integrity, being in the rooms and just doing enough to say that I was okay. But at 65 years old, I said I need more than just okay. So anyhow, I'm working it today as it's meant to be worked. My biggest thing is honesty, because I lied my way through with many, many sponsors. And, you know, I let them go first a lot of times when I felt good again in my skin and said, okay, thanks for your help. See you later. Bye. Wouldn't leave the rooms, but, you know, had my moments and times of no sponsor and obviously didn't do what I knew I should be doing. So anyway, a lot of lying, a lot of, what's the word, lying through omission, using my sponsors, one sponsor called me a sponsor whore because I was using them to get clean again, but then would leave again and come back when I was all in the food again. So anyhow, that's what I got. So what not to do is not be honest. This program is all about honesty, and that's where I have come around finally, being honest to myself, to my higher power, to you all, because without honesty, I'm nowhere. All right, thanks for letting me share. Thanks for all your service, and this meeting has brought the big book alive to me like no other book. I'm so grateful for the Vision for You meeting for that reason. I carried the big book in my bag of books to meetings, and it was way at the bottom, and that cover got all torn up to shreds. but I kept it as a sign of how long I carried it around with me, because somebody says this is the only book we need. And now I believe that this book is a design for living that I was clueless about. All right, thanks, y'all. Love you. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Courtney J. from North Carolina. Liesl, it's your turn to share, followed by Liddy R. And Liesl, please share your initial and where you're calling from, if you would.
Hi, it's Liesl F. from California. Just wanted to share, I have found that I don't know the answer, so I keep asking God all day long. And that's been really great. You know, I ask God, what should I do about this? What should I have to eat? What should I wear? Because I realize God wants to be involved in all of my affairs. So when I think to myself, what should I do? I don't know, but God does. So keeping those lines of communication open, because I do have a direct line to Him. If I'm humble enough to listen, and I do resist it sometimes. I say, God, really? Like, should I really have that chicken? And then I, you know, when I find myself consistently puzzled and just, you know, when the food chatter begins, I just say, okay, what should I have? And then He tells me, and then I just surrender. And through that is like the power of the pause that I've learned through program as well. There has to be a pause in between my actions. I can't just react and move forward. So that's been really helpful in all of my affairs. I don't have to answer anyone's question right away. I don't even have to reach for a food right away. I can tell my staff, let me get back to you regarding this, or we're going to talk later about this, or let me come back to this meal. You know, let me just pause and talk to God and check in. So the power of the pause is, what should I do? Talk to God more than anybody. It is helpful to work with others, but sometimes we can't always reach somebody. And at the end of the day, you know, my sponsor is not God. God is God. And I think it's important for me to remember that, and my people pleasing as well. So, but I gotta be honest to make that relationship right, because my disease will take over. So, okay, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Liesl F. from California. Liddy R., it's your turn, followed by Sharon B.
Hi, Liddy R. from Iowa. I'm a compulsive overeater. Can you hear me?
We sure can.
Oh, great. I'm new. I'm new to this meeting, and I'm new to OA, but I've been, I don't know what I want to call it, a tourist before, but I never really stayed, and I didn't accept the outreach, and I didn't really reach out much. And so I'm here now. You know, I know that I'm ill from my thinking. And then, you know, when I get in the food, it, you know, it's a vicious cycle. So I've been coming to some different meetings. I love this because it uses the book, Big Book, and I use that in another program. But I know we're not talking about that. But I spoke with someone in OA yesterday. I've been doing some reaching out, and she mentioned this meeting to me and some other resources. And so I want to do the work, and I want to be present. You know, it is hopeless for me when I'm in it. But I really, really believe there is a solution. And so, and I know that has to do with a relationship with my higher power and getting honest mostly getting honest with me, you know, not glossing everything over. So today I'm just grateful, grateful to be here. And I'm learning, you know, what I need to do to take care of me for now. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Liddy R. from Iowa. Sharon B., it's your turn to share.
Okay, I'm unmuted now. Hey, family. Sharon, grateful, very grateful, recovered, not cured, compulsive eater from Michigan. Thank you so much, Dawn, for your sharing and everybody who does service here and all the previous shares. I could so relate. What stood out to me is where it says that we have recovered from a hopeless condition of mind and body. I remember the first time I heard somebody say recovered, and I went, huh? And I love to say recovered, not cured. I have recovered. I am not cured. I have recovered from the hopeless condition of my mind and body. The hopeless condition was that when I started eating these certain foods or doing these certain behaviors, I couldn't stop. And my mind, it had a hopeless condition as well, because when I stopped doing so, eventually I would go back to it. I could not manage the decision to stay stopped. And that was my hopeless condition. How I recovered was, I've heard one of our sisters share about the bridge, you know, and God created a bridge from my subconscious to my conscious mind, you know, where that message can get across. Oh, yeah, if you do this, then that. And I love, one of my sponsors told me that, you know, the description she uses of recovered is the 10th step promises, you know, which is what's been true for me. You know, I recoil as from a hot flame, or I just have the neutrality where I go, oh, look, that looks like cat food to me. That's not my food. That may be food for another person or another being, but that is not my food. That does not work with my body, and I don't need to put it in. And how cool is that? You know, what we really have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. When I maintain my spiritual condition, then I have recovered from a hopeless condition of mind and body. When I don't maintain it, I am skating on thin ice. And I am just waiting, because that part of me that really would like me to go back out, that my ego, my disease, my whatever you want to call it, the liar. Oh, thank you. Well, lie to me again and I'll believe them. Thank you very much for my recovery, Sharon B. from Michigan.
Ah, thank you so much, Sharon B. from Michigan. And to everyone who shared, my goodness, some fantastic shares today. So appreciate everyone who pressed star one to share with us. We're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Sherry M. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, I will. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you need and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.